Hello again, friends, and welcome to the month of May. And again, welcome to Mother's Day. And again, to all you mothers, I offer you these roses. They're just so beautiful. You know, in our home now, we planted rose trees, and they're just exploding. They're just so amazingly beautiful. So I think our theme for this month is just really appropriate for this season. It is finding spiritual fulfillment in caring. And I kind of got this inspiration from the snippet of this ancient Hebrew poem, which says this: "Know well the condition of your flocks and pay attention to your herds." So, what does it mean to find spiritual fulfillment in caring? What does Mother's Day mean? What do all these images that we have in spring, the fertility rites, Beltane, and the festivals at May Day and Maypoles, and all these festivals that have to do with maidens and mothers and the feminine? Well, if we think about it, it's about spring. It's about new life. It's about growth. It's about that beautiful fecundity of the air. And so much of it focuses in literally on the home, on the family, about mothering, about caring, about keeping safe. I'm reminded by this poem by Mark Nepo that begins like this. And where is home? Is it where we begin or where we end up? Is it where we long to be or where life puts us to make good use of our gifts? So where is home to you? Is it where you are right now or where you want to be? What I'm going to offer is this, is, you know, wherever we are in this world is where we bring life, where we bring joy, and where we nurture things into the fullness of who they are. I'm going to repeat a couple times this snippet from this ancient Hebrew poem. Know well the condition of your flocks and pay attention to your herds. You know, this has just caught me. It's my meditation this month. And in the ancient Hebrew language, when it says, know well the conditions, what it essentially is saying is the Hebrew word that is used is know the face. In other words, know intimately. Is that being, that member of your flock, hungry or satisfied, healthy or ill? What is its temperament? Can you really kind of be in the literally the face of it and see its condition? And when it means, and when it says, and pay attention to your herds, in the Hebrew, what it's saying there is to literally put your heart into the things that you are nurturing. And so that's what we're talking about right now. That's what this season is. And that's what finding spiritual fulfillment in caring is all about. It's knowing well the condition of those things that are entrusted to you. And it's putting your heart into caring for the things that you are nurturing into growth, whatever those projects may be. Perhaps it's your bank account. Perhaps it's your family. Perhaps it's your garden. You know, there is an ancient saying that says, I have trusted you in small things and now will give you great things. And so the art of finding spiritual fulfillment in caring is really changing us to be a vessel of growth and expansion. It is allowing us to partake in creation, to be a co-creator, and to be a vehicle of growth, of joy, of happiness, and fulfillment in all ways. And, you know, also we celebrate motherhood this month and all that it is. You know, recently we just got a puppy, and it's kind of an interesting sort of experience, you know, kind of parenting, I guess, for lack of a better word. But you know, the mother's role, the role of keeping safe, of nurturing, is just all around us in everything that we see. And one mother that just kind of sticks with me so much because she's so emblematic to me of the fierce love of motherhood is in the ancient Hebrew stories of Abraham. It's the slave woman Hagar. You know, and Hagar is a really remarkable character because she is so devoted to the life of her son, and she is so fearful that he will slip into oblivion or lose out on the life that she wants for him, that she escapes. But then she is assured by this divine presence that says, no, he will be a donkey of a man. I love that. He'll be strong. He will be fortuitous. He will be the father of many nations. And so she returns to a place she tries to escape from. And in time, she gives birth to him. In time, she is set free in a most precarious way. But she is nurtured and cared for, and it is true, her son Ishmael grows into a mighty nation. So I'm just so much in amazement. But the thing about her that I love best, she's the only person in the entire Hebrew Bible that gives God a name, El Roy, that he who not only hears me, but sees me. That she was able to look the divine right in the face and receive this amazing and powerful blessing. James Hillman used to quote this line from W.D. Auden so much, where he says this, "We are lived by powers we pretend to understand." Right? We are lived by powers. We live in this spirit-drunk universe. These powers, this mystery that we only pretend we comprehend. But if we are open to it, if we're open to amazement and surprise and wonder and awe, it teaches us, it carries us, it guides us to this great experience. And if we really want to begin to understand the very nature of these forces that are so powerful, the best way to do it is to look to nature. The best way to do it is to cultivate a relationship to the earth. This is where the power is. This is where the joy is. This is where the greatest experience of life is. You know, in this great narrative story, it reveals to us that our true identity, our truest self, is revealed when we begin to understand that our life is part of a life that is greater than ourself. And that the greatest, most wondrous, most virtuous, the most advantageous thing that we can do is to nurture life around us, to care for the things that are close to us. Again, hearkening back to this poem, you know well the condition of your flocks and pay attention to your herds. Think about that for a moment. What are your flocks right now today? What are the things that you're shepherding? What are the things that have been entrusted to you that you are now nurturing into growth? Do you really know them? How well do you know what's going on in your family? How well do you know what's happening with your partner? How well do you know what's going on in your bank account, in your investments, in your home, in all the things that are part of the world that are there for you and expand and grow at your consciousness and your giving to those things? How well do you know them? As a spiritual practice, you might want to look this month and pay attention to those things and ask the questions. And then to pay attention to your herds, to really put your heart into it. Is there a room in your house that really needs to be cleaned? I'm talking to myself on this one. Is there some garden work that really could be done? Is there something special you could do for a child, a partner, a friend, to really put your heart into growth, expansion, nurturing, caring? And how do we do this? You know, last month I talked about one of the great metaphysical secrets in achieving all of our wildest dreams. And it's from the basic formula that we all understand, right? Perception leads to thought. Thought leads to word. Word leads to action. Action leads to manifestation. And it all begins in perception. And how do we perceive? We perceive by letting the unconscious become conscious, and then consciously directing the unconscious through, you got it, a positive mental attitude. And that is this month, caring for ourselves. That whenever we catch ourselves going into negative thinking, whenever we find ourselves catastrophizing, whenever we find ourselves in judgment, to stop, to pause, and to reframe it. Maybe it's a statement that says, how good can this get? Or maybe it's, what's the lesson that I can learn in this? How can I grow from this? How can I expand from this? How is this an opportunity? How is this situation right now a way that points to a greater good that is wanting to be revealed? Now, of course, some things may not be that way. But then there are other ways we can frame this. I'm not alone. There are resources to take care of this. I am supported. And most of all, as Ernest Holmes says, I am a center of divine consciousness within the vast whole. That alone will carry us. So this idea of caring this month, we're going to expand on that, about really bringing this home. This idea of holding a positive mental attitude. And then, as the bell tolls, a prayer. A prayer that I would offer to you, that is a prayer that I use over and over again. It is from St. Teresa of Avila. And I invite you, as you are caring for those things that are entrusted to you, to consider this prayer. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things will pass away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. God alone suffices. So let us find our spiritual fulfillment in caring for those things that are entrusted to us, knowing God alone suffices.